Coming out of Trinidad and Tobago. Okay, so here is one.
Some people say I am a loser, don't have to fake or be a pretender. Some people say I am a loser, don't have to fake or be a pretender. Don't have to tell no lies, don't have to fake no cries, so the well it run and dry. Some people say I am a loser.
Hey, don't forget the conch roti. Authentic Trini cuisine. I want to know if I'll have more conch roti. That conch roti causing trouble. $10 and something cents for this conch roti, boy. And it's tasty. Chatak. Authentic Trini cuisine at the corner of William Parkway and Torbram. Who feeling for a conch roti? Conch roti.
I don't have to go on Facebook and cause no drama. Things that you do.
And what became of that Salani wife, boy? The drama, queen and...
on and on you carrying on. Just for a stupid song. Everybody knows.
Tell them, Rick Ram.
Some people say, I am a loser. Don't have to pay.
Yeah, you remember this guy started off with Fred Farr. Came a long way in fact, you know, really nice fella. Rick Ram. But let me tell you, see that trucking business have five dung like that, eh?
I am a loser.
Five dung, I tell you.
Oh, be a pretender. Some people say, I am a loser. Who have to fail? Oh, be a pretender.
Ring the alarm, another song is dying.
Hey, you're talking about ring the alarm. Let me play our next one.
Another song is dying.
I didn't know this one. That's true. They just want to be like Rick Ram. Well, let me go again. This is Shabnam Radio on 770 AM WTOR. Big Rich. Mr. Pungalo. Hey, this is all we're doing is out of Trinidad and Tobago.
But if you trouble this man, it will bring a bomb.
Rick Ram and Realty. Happy Saturday, everybody. Happy long weekend. Anybody heading down to the falls? Pure talent. This girl has a powerful voice. Big, big, too.
Meri paas ya,
Happy birthday, Christopher. I want to play a song coming up, one of my favorites. I want to know if you like this tune, right? I call this one the Maxi Taxi tune. Hey, DJ Riyad, how are you, my brother? We're sending some love over to you, Riyad Mohammed, DJ Riyad. Love you, brother. How about my partner, Vic Jagmohan? Anybody see Vic lately? Trotty in the park, what are we doing? Now this is an Indian girl, and listen to that voice, powerful. Proud of these boys and girls. What a bam bam. Happy Saturday, Shabnam listeners. I want to say hello and welcome if you're just joining us.
Welcome to ShabnamRadio.com. ShabnamRadio.com.
Are you ready for this tune? Tell me what you think about this one.
We don't always have to wait for a special occasion to celebrate with our
life. And I remember this tune? Hey! A beastly call! Hey, Kamal Hamid! Where are they, boy? Hey, Pete, you know this one? But listen, on that program we're doing with Nigel for Father's Day, it's tune like this you're getting. Get your tickets. Raj Bank with All for Father's Day. Dancing at Barakpur. Calling this out, calling this out. Rosha Douglas Road. Voodoo Trace number 2. Sumaitri. Hey, anybody from Gandhi Village, Sumaitri. La Fortune, Woodland. La Romaine. Marobella. Vistabella. Anybody know Villa Capri? If you're really from South, you're going to Villa Capri. If I say Villa Capri, what's the next joint like that from that area? Anybody could tell me? What was Villa Capri competition? Anybody? Hey, look how we grooving. Happy Saturday, happy long weekend. Hey, here's our next nice song. I want to send this one out to those of you at 770 that is working, who enjoy the program we share here. Sarwat, Zishan, Jamal, and of course, Balji, working the shift today to keep us on the radio. We want to dedicate this one to you. All the 770 producers throughout the week, welcome, thank you. One big happy family of 770 WTOR. Hey!
My mind,
Baljeet, this one's for you. Come on. Have a safe and happy long weekend. Let's not waste any of the weather. Let's enjoy it. All my brown people. Yes, I am brown and very proud. Yes, I'm Indian. Yes, I love my music. I love my culture. Anybody out there? To my Punjabi brothers and sisters, whether you're from Pakistan, whether you're from South Africa, Guyana, Suriname. My Jahaji Bais, where are you there? My Jahaji Bais. Once again, I want to welcome all those who have been listening to 770 over the years, who've been following Shabnam Radio. We're loving you up today. We love you. We love every single one of you. I don't remember this tune. I don't remember what all I was doing when this movie came out. Baljeet, you remember this song? Or you were too young? Loving up the music, loving up we culture. Shabnam Radio, we are 770 WTOR. Hey, Joey, sing. Zahir Khan. Hey, we have Mohesh Road people in the house. Mohesh Road. Park and shipping and money transfer want to make sure you have a terrific weekend. And we started something calling out some of the places of South Trinidad, calling this out. I want to do this now. Some of the schools that you've been to. If you're listening, you're from South Trinidad, I want to hear some of the schools you attended, and we would shout out the people from those schools, right? Whether it's primary school, whether it's secondary school. South Trinidad, let me hear the name of some of the schools that you have some nice memories in the playground, in the schoolyard, in the classroom. Well, we're getting a good start off here right now. We have some junior sec. Alright, so we have some junior sec. Anybody went to Final Junior Sec? How about St. Stephen's? St. Stephen's College, I think that was where, in Princeton, right? St. Stephen's College Junior Sec, Final Junior Sec. As all the people, listen. Anybody remember some South School? Ah, boy, somebody. Corwin Hamilton. Corwin Hamilton. Princess Town. Again, anybody went to school in South, give me a name of the school, let's say hi. Final Junior Sec, St. Stephen College, Corwin Hamilton. Anika saying, hail out St. Stephen's College. St. Stephen's College, would have had a black pants. The boys used to wear black pants, I think, right? That's pretty close up to Open Bible, black pants, white shirt. So when again, probably that's telling me when St. Stephen's. St. Stephen's, Anika, that was all boys and girls or just boys, I don't know. Mod Sec, yes. Was that a corner of Park Street and... So we have Janelle went to Corwin Hamilton. Open Bible High School, OBHS. Root Avenue. Once again, we're looking for the school south from the Southland, Trinidad. You remember? No, Zaire say from Sandro. Zaire, what school you went to? In San Fernando. I remember Nanda Maharaj went to St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas, Ronnie at Roti, went also to St. Thomas Aquinas. That's on Broadway. Lady Hills Avenue. But listen, the next tune going to bring back some memories. This next tune going to bring back some memories will be flooding your brains right now. But before we do that, we have to take a commercial break. We have to tell you about Nigel Party coming up. And we have to tell you about authentic Trini cuisine. We have to tell you about roti. But so giving you some time to remember your school you went to. And if all your some other donkey head can't spell the name of all your school, well, send me a voice note. This is Shabnam Radio. I want to say hello and welcome if you're just joining us.
Global Wireless Solutions Incorporated, a Rogers authorized dealer, invites you to visit them for all your Rogers wireless services, such as cell phones, Ignite TV, and high-speed internet, home monitoring, and MasterCards. Whether you're shopping for your business or just for your personal use, give them a call at 1-888-226-8354 and let them find a solution that will fill your wireless needs. Global Wireless Solutions and Rogers, keeping you connected.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chattox home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
It's back. Superstars annual Father's Day dinner and concert. Saturday, June 15th at the Mirage Banquet Hall in Rexdale.
Caribbean comedy.
Reggae rockers and old school soca. Featuring comedian Kenneth Superstar, Fat Man George, Jean Paul, and Mark Trinidad. Live reggae performances by Lazo with a tribute to Bob Marley. Chester Miller,
the voice of Dennis Brown.
Oh, Lord, gotta hold on to me. And reggae rockers by Drastic and Cheyenne Bailey. Soca performances by old school soca legend Crazy. 91. And Toronto's most versatile band, Moses Revolution, featuring Cheyenne Bailey, steel pans, soca dances, and music by DJ Badlad and
DJ Starforce.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. This is a family event with kids under 5 free. Early bird tickets only $60 and includes food. Book your tables of 10 today at no extra charge and get appetizers on your table free. Call Nigel at 437-331-2387 for more info. Don't miss this one. So you own a business, have an event you want people to know about. You want to spread the word to as many people as possible that your product or service exists. Call AdWorks International. AdWorks is an advertising agency which utilizes professionals in radio, television, and print advertising to help you get your company's message across. Your ad will be noticed by more people more quickly. AdWorks from concept to completion will deliver an ad that works. AdWorks International. Call 416-832-7293.
Hey, the weekend breakfast platter is back at Roti Roti. Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Come choose from boss up shot, fried veg, tata roti, or mix and match. Enjoy a cup of tea, coffee, or a cold glass of Morbi. Our breakfast menu includes fried plantain, roast baigan choker, saltfish and tomatoes, smoked herring, pumpkin, fried aloo, shatai, spinach, and chana and aloo. All for only $15, taxes included. Roti Roti, 979 Albion Road, 416-745-9208. Come and enjoy our weekend breakfast platter.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week. Listen, again, now we're still in the Southland. Anybody remember some of the school? Well, listen, if you didn't go to school in South and you had a girlfriend from South, here is one. You know, there's a school bus used to come and pick up some students from my school, Open Bible High School. And, you know, there's a girl there that's, you know, always smiling and giggling and seeing all she teaches, call her smiling. So when my partner liked this girl and, you know, I remember the movie Naseeb came out. And he had a date with this girl. She was from Siparia. And, well, of course, they can't go, movies and things. I want to go see the movie. I could break away and go, you know. My partner want to go, can't get the girl to go. So I remember Mrs. Muradali used to be the principal of that school. I don't know who did it, but I hear somebody call and say something bad was going to happen. And anyway, the guys stay off a little. You remember them, some people, so some wicked children, eh? Some of them real call in and say there's a, you know, something happening in the school, and the school had to Lockdown, everybody went home. Well, of course, you have to wait till your school bus come. You can't go just like that. And, you know, so I we end up going to the movies and everybody had a good time and everybody. So, by the way, again, looking for anybody from South would tell me, Brother Arif, how are you doing? So, I know South, I'm from South, and I'm asking anybody from the Southland, give me some names. So we have here some more. Asha Primary School. Oh, I didn't know there was an Asha
What the hell is that way?
Asha Primary School in Prince's Song. I didn't know that. Asha Primary School. I know there's an Asha Primary in Park Street, San Fernando. So I learned something today, Asha Primary in Prince's Song. And Asha College, Devika, she worked there. Asha, I don't know if it's boys or girls. When the school was the principal, now Alim of Asha Boys. Anybody else? Again, listen, want to know the name of the school you went to. And if you didn't go to school in Saudi and you had a little girl from South, let me know the name of the school. Well, I tell you, I'll play that song here and I will bring back some memories. And if you're from Guyana, help me out. I don't know the area. Tell me some of the schools that you remember back in the day, whether it's primary school or high school. But you must remember this tune. I do remember going to the movies. Anybody know the song? A little kuch kuch hotahe. On Shabnam Radio, as we say hello to the courier drivers, the truck drivers, those of you using our byways and highways. How about the Uber drivers? Any roti shop playing Richard Aziz right now, let me know. Any garage playing Richard Aziz right now, let me know. 416-832-7293. Our Lady of Fatima High School. What a school is, boy. Hey, Sherry, what school you went to? Our Lady of Fatima High School. I see you guys agree with me, a classic will never grow old. Again, we're taking a roll call for some of the school. We're talking about Presentation College San Fernando, Naparima Boys on Broadway, and girls, Naparima Boys used to go to Mr. Mohammed on Broadway there in the corner for Bread and Shana. to put some cheese on it too. A nice pepper sauce. Dr. Praki, we call him Praki Sharma. Gynecologist, big man now, of course, Praki. Went in for presentation. Alim went to Benedict's and Benedict's La Romaine. Renown College, I don't remember, was Broadway, I don't know. Help me up. Anybody remember where Renown College was? Then Thomas Aquinas, I know, on Lady Hills. La Prima Girls on La Peak Road. Sharita went in La Peak, was it a Snaps Girl? La Peak. Anybody remember getting a taxi at the bottom of La Peak, opposite Royal Castle, opposite the library? It had a cafeteria there. Very nice fella, quiet fella. Used to sell some peanut punch for it. The Laramie taxi stand was right there. Then they had the Pinal taxi stand was right there. Do you remember that? And bringing back any memories, anybody? How do you remember them days, boy? Well, that's what we're doing. We jogging your memories. Now, again, I don't know much schools in Guyana, but if you would like to share, tell me if we have any Guyanese listeners at all listening. Let me know what school we have and we could reminisce with you all. But we're going back to San Fernando. Now, it's at a time we can't get taxi, eh? When you see rainfall, trouble, you have to go at the top of Pendleton Street and look for a Laramie car before they drop out the passengers and follow them. Or when you see at the library corner, it's real bacchanal to get a taxi. Well, we are talking about a maxi yet, but right now I want to play some tune for you, taking you back in time. We're rolling back the clock. We're going back in times. We're jogging your memories. And by the way, let me tell all you, no trouble anything here. Although I remember the little boyfriend and thing that I didn't marry, and some of the little girls he was watching and suiting and thing. Anybody could call and tell me what is always a suit. If they could call me on the radio and tell me if they remember, what is suit? Is somebody suiting you? 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. Now, I don't know in Guyana what they call it. But I remember they call it somebody suit you. Not that you match up, it's not that. Give me away, you know. By the way, that's a nice one. I remember presentation. Tagore and Trinsuela. No Trinsuela. Trinsuela was in San Fernando, somebody back at St. James Street up there. Tagore, I don't remember where that was. Help me which part that was. But I'm looking for if somebody could call me and tell me what somebody say the suit you. This fella suit my sister. Not that they're matching up. I know that's not the answer I'm looking for. So if anybody can tell me where's that suit, somebody suit here. Well, while you're here, this one, jogging your memories. I want to know if y'all remember this one. Like this, you're getting for Father's Day, you know. Say, turn out your light so we can see the sound running through me. I'm here just like the tide, and I'm taking a ride. And I want to tell you, you see this Father's Day show? It's a one of a kind. Comedy. Old school reggae, rockers, calypso, and DJ Bad Lad going to be bringing it on. And of course, some old school soca. King Crazy is going to be there. Now with $60 it gets your food, eh? And you know it's not a rush for food things. Nigel has opened up the lines and you're taking your food. Then he's giving you appetizers. Let me tell you, chow, real chow. Those of you been to the show before know what I'm talking about, and I'm not lying, you know that. I know DJ Riyadh can't wait to go to this one. And there will be live performances with tune like this. Listen, I'll need to call now and get your tickets. Reserve them. $60 with dinner. And of course, you book early, you get your table. You get free appetizers. Now listen, tell me if all you wouldn't want to come. And now bring your doo-doo darling. Like Zahir bringing out his lady. And when he has a song like this. And you ask her, may I have the set? It's only one show for Father's Day. Hey, come and laugh. It's the Superstar Annual Father's Day featuring Juno Award winner Lazo, Moses Revolution, Mark Trinidad, Sean Paul, Fatman George, Kenneth Superstar. I'm going to give away two tickets right now, compliment Superstar. But you must be able to answer a question.
Each night while I'm sleeping, oh so lonely.
Hello?
I'll share your love in dreams.
Well, boy, I have to bring this fellow up on the radio right away, boy. Patrick, how are you doing? Well, boy, you're lucky you're flying and moving. You're semi-retired now, right?
Retired fully. Time to walk in this wilderness now.
Now it's time to spend the money. Enjoy.
Spend what you ain't got. You know when you got money, you not got time for more.
You know, I like you, you know. You like that. And yes, you...
And now you get money, mm-hmm. And you're good. You got the time now, you're not getting vacation.
No, you take the vacation. Once you have your health, forget every blasted thing.
That's
and enjoy.
I do agree with you, because one of my buddy, 67 years of age, Ramroop Furniture Store, $1 billion guy, and I went to reach him 2 weeks ago. This week he got a heart attack, he did.
God.
And that guy got billions of dollars in Guyana. Big furniture, but trees, furniture factories in Guyana.
Well, Mamu, you keep walking. Enjoy your life, man. Enjoy. So what's happening? Tell your brother something.
Well, I listen to you because I go and come. If I'm not going to Guyana, I'm out in the States because the wife, she mother is a little old there, so she's with my mom from New York after spending a week with Mother's Day. So I'm in and out. I don't run the company anymore. I got the guys I'm running.
Nice. Patrick, let me ask you. What school you went to?
I went to Grove Government School and Candle Academy.
Okay. At Candle Academy. Which was the
Campbell.
Girl? Campbell Academy. What's the name of the girl they like?
Well, that's a nice story. I like some of them there. Richard, when you walk, you rub a slip of them rich girl. Like, there was a certain at the week house this week. I tell the guys, the one of the girl, not a word I like. These are rich girls. So happened that she came here to a funeral. And when she came for the funeral, she get about feelings and fall in my hands.
And the same.
And then when the guys them say, oh, that was a girl, and they said, bro, I didn't have no money to match the ram room, so I had no money. So that's why I get bowled out. If I had the money, don't worry the looks. The money is the money.
And listen, as parents now, you would want that for your children too. You know,
a good life.
But
once you got somebody who's progressive.
That's right. If you're hardworking, that's
don't
right.
Don't worry the money.
Yep. Money.
Repetition is important. If you're drunk and you're on the street corner, I think it's all right. I came out with 8 brothers, 4 sisters, and 5 of them were teachers at Grove and Diamond Covent Garden. So everybody in the village know teacher. They don't say Pasad, teacher bhai.
Oh, teacher, okay. Now, let me ask you if you remember. I remember. I was just take off my shoes and put it in my bag and try to walk bare feet because I had a whole bunch of friends going to school bare feet. Now, can you tell kids that today? It sounds like our grandfather. Boy, I had to go and had to cut cattle, grass for 10 cattle and milk the cow and then I go to school and I had to walk 5 miles and swim over 2 river with alligator. But I'm not that old, but I remember people going to school with slippers. And when you go to school with slippers, it's flapping up when rain falls on your foot. You remember that?
Oh, yes. That is the thing, Richard. Like I tell my 3 boys, I never, ever, you go to school, I left school in 1973, never hold a calculator in my hand. He said, why were you guys with that? You've been living in a tunnel. I said, you can't go to school with a calculator. Everything's by the brains because you're in the British system. GCE, CP, Common Entrance, everything is by the head. And then when you finish with that, then you walk to school with your slipper, and when you slap it, you're back.
Yes.
Your kiki pants is like 2 streaks of water down your ass.
And you see, people used to put nice oil on the foot, so it's shining and nice.
Well, don't worry, when I learned to swim in Grove, we don't want, we father know, we take oil or rub up on the mud, and you just come out of them little dirty trench. You rub it, your skin shine, and then the father come pull the finger for your skin. Look, mud under here, go bathe. This time we just pour water, and the oil just cover up the mud.
I remember we had a goat, right? Now, my father used to have this hunters convention. I had like 50, 60 goats, I'm not kidding. And he said, big thing of grass, he had people picking up because the hunters group just have these conventions, they go around and buy goats and then after kill them for the hunters group thing. But I had one I kept as a pet. Now this goat always looking full. You're waiting for the goat to make a kitty, I don't know. But then they say the goat had to get JK, if the goat is pregnant, all kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I went grazing the goat and boy, and I went with some people and they teach me to smoke. So I started to smoke cigarette like that. And rain falling. So this house, they're building this house, no window and thing. And we under the house there and we smoking up with cigarette and playing big man. I gone and the goat gone. I lost the goat boy. Now me and mine the goat lost, but that goat was my excuse when I reach home to take because when you see
it.
Yeah, but here what happened? I was looking for the goat. Because when you hold the goat rope and you rub it on your hand, you're smelling no cigarettes again, you know. You only smelling goat.
Never. When I learned to smoke, Richard, is them banana leaves. Crush it up, put them in newspaper, you're gone in them, what we call outhouse in Guyana. You're there inside and the one big thing like your hand, because the banana leaves, then now you smoke a mosquito, everything. I hear everybody, they smoke choke you.
We used to use Karaili bush and light it up.
We use sucker leaves.
What's that?
So the banana plant is called a sucker.
The young one.
And that's where the leaf, that when it dry up, that way you roll in newspaper. And you used to take that newspaper and wet it. No toilet paper in Guyana in the early days. That's where you wipe your ass with. Paper. Newspaper.
Yes. And, well, partner, thanks for taking the time. I'm sure
you're... pressure.
And I always, you know, how long you listening to us, and it's when I hear people like you call me.
You start off with art today.
And it's nice to know. And you know, your friend Auntie Sati, yeah. who always with the chili sending. You guys have been very nice, so thank you, thank you. All right, then about that nice tune to bring back some memories. You ready?
All right, talk to you.
Thanks, Patrick. That's Patrick, of course. And guys, who have it and you have your health, listen, once you have the time, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Don't take this one. Remember this one? Anybody who knows this one? Ah. We all have money worries.
I'm on the trouble. Oh, yo, 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 yo. I'm on the worries.
But the money go kill you, so don't worry. Hey, give us a call. Share some memories. 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. Keep Mamu company. Call me. Okay, so they follow with the peanuts, but they had, I think that Royal Castle where that place used to be. Nigel, I think that was your family, right? What was that fellow name, boy, with the peanut punch by Taxi Sand? It had a illegal taxi sand there, La Romaine and Peanut. And all them big shots, all you remember them big shots? That's some big shots. Anybody know this tune? That song just jump out just so, boy. No joke, you know. 416-848-7772. And again, we're talking about Nigel and the big event coming up for Father's Day. Listen, treat the entire family for Father's Day with $60 a ticket, food included. You can afford to bring out the entire family. I want to say again hello to our friends at La Parkin.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkin, La Parkin. Door to door service. Never late. Ocean cargo and you're air free. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With a Parkin, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkin, La Parkin. Visit laparkin.com.
416-848-7772. And I was telling earlier, we want to give away two tickets. So, first person to call and tell me what suit, when I say suit somebody, how that is. And you must tell me, I have a second part of that question. Easy question, easy question. I want to give away tickets, and I don't give away one, two at least. But you have to call now. 416-848-7772.
You're in tune to the Bollywood in the Six mixtape.
Exclusive. From the Unstoppable Junior and the Unstoppable DJ Nav B.
Oh,
All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call up some of my partners and them and see what's going on. What really going on with them? So if here's Richard as his friend, watch out. Let me see who we could get. Chupke. Nigel, I gotta get you. You're on the radio with Richard Aziz. How you doing, partner? Hey, Nigel?
Nigel, I gotta get you. You're on the radio with Richard Aziz.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Richard, I did. Let me see on the radio.
See, that means he was listening. That's a good tune. That's a good sign.
Commander, turns on a delay.
Yeah. Okay, so Nigel, I thought I would call you and ask you to tell me a little bit about this show. Now, Riyadh and I mean, we can't wait to come to the show, right? We talk about it. Now, tell me a little bit about who this and why and how you put this one together like this.
This is something that I myself would wish that they had a show like this. And I always wanted to do something like this. Ravi Sukum called me just a few days ago too, and he was telling me that he can't wait to come to the show, because it's something that he know you enjoy, because it has, like the old school reggae, the Bob Marley, the Dennis Brown, the Lovers Rock. It's not something that we get an opportunity every day to go to a show like that. And, if we think about it, sometimes even when these, shows that may have some elemental Lovers Rock, it's pretty much a Jamaican show, pretty predominantly, just Jamaican people there. But this is a show that's, Caribbean friendly. There's different people from all the different islands represented. We have like 6 islands represented in the show. So it's a lot more, I guess, comfortable for everybody to come out, enjoy some soca, enjoy some, nice Caribbean comedy and enjoy the reggae. And the reggae is not by track. Like I said, it's something that's going to be done, performed with the band. So Bob Marley songs, Dennis Brown, and the Lovers Rock themselves, yeah.
Now, the comedian, these guys, some of them, I was surprised that they get all 3 of them. For example, Sean Paul, Mark Trinidad, and Kenneth Superstar, because they are in high demand, and to bring them here, this is what we have, big comedy, this is probably half the cast of some of the comedy shows we have in Trinidad. Fatman George, another big name from Grenada, I think you have an excellent cast here. So, you said family show, right? Now,
Yeah.
Somebody's comedian makes some joke, even Kenneth, some bad joke. It would be comfortable for me to bring my little 10-year-old and 15-year-old and wouldn't be embarrassed?
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things I discussed with the comedians, even before booking them, and I could speak a lot more towards the Kenneth Supersad, for example. My mom is, she's currently 76 years old, a Christian for many years and all this stuff. All her friends are from the church. And when she turned 70, I hired Kenneth Supersad in Trinidad to be the MC and comedian, the special artist, right? And I talked to Kenneth, I said, listen, I'm frightened of that because I don't know what type of jokes are. Mm-hmm. He said, no, you don't worry yourself. I perform in temples everywhere. I know how to do my jokes. And this is like an example how the comedians, they have that ability, you know, to adjust according to the environment that they go to, just as long as they know the environment that they're going into. So some things may be suggestive. I'm not saying it's going to be, you know, absolutely, you know, 100% clean, but it's the just insinuation, just like some calypso old music and things, how sometimes they have some little insinuation.
Double meaning.
Yeah. So I think you would get some of that for sure, but like I said, nothing's going to be disrespectful at all, 100%. And no bad language, no nothing like that at all, no.
Well, no, I know you're busy, and by the way, Nigel is a man who took a simple thing like a coconut and turn it into a real business. He worked very hard. He delivered from Thursday. He got the nuts fresh. He handpicked them. You can never, anybody ever get a bad nut from Nigel, call me. I guarantee you would not, never. Even mangoes, I can't wait to get it. Nigel say, Richard, not yet. I could bring it to them. People want, but not yet. It's at my standard yet. And this is a fella. He makes sure. This show is going to be one of a kind. If you want to, don't think twice. Get your tickets, come on out, a family show. And when you buy the ticket early, what's happening with the appetizers? And what's on the menu for the appetizers?
Yeah, so what happened is, we talk about the show in itself. Like, that show is like three shows in one. Like you said, the Caribbean comedy cast is such a big cast in itself, too. So, again, three good elements in our show for $60. And to boot, we're giving you free food with mango chow and watermelon and stuff. And to make it even better, if you were to buy a table for your family, so you sit with only people that you know and you're comfortable with, 10 people on a table, then we give you appetizers on your table as well, too. So the appetizers will be like spring roll, pilori, like those type of things. We're just figuring out what kind of combination. But it'll be a platter of stuff that we leave on the table for you when you come to the show.
No, I always have this argument with Nigel and Navi and him. How you making money with this? Because, listen, they go, I remember Nigel doing a Christmas show, and he wanted to get currants roll, and he wanted to get sweet bread, and everything that to remind him, sorrel and everything, you know. He bring in cases of these things, and just to make it feel like that. So those of you who remember going to the last Father's Day show, tell us who we had on that one. Help me remember.
I was Arnold Bean, who passed away, unfortunately. Rakesh Yankaran and Devanand Gattu. We had over 1,000 people there. Same type of setting where we had the buffet food and everything. And when we say buffet food, you know, we don't chink on the food or we don't order a set amount of food or it run out. That is the difference. We have food that comes right from Caribbean Lime. So they continuously bring food. And we have a running tab, so, you know, as we need food, food is still continuously coming, so there's no chance of, oh, the meat ran out or the dish ran out. No, there's none of that at all. Whatever comes in, and then we clear up the bill. We have a long-standing relationship with Gangaram there, so there's no issues.
And I remember food was coming in.